Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Merry Jinglemas to you.
Merry Jinglemas back to you.
It is the very first day of the holiday giveaway.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
A gift for you and a gift for you.
You get a gift. You get a gift.
12 days of gifting begins today. Congratulations to winner number one, who we have already selected.
Will we have? What time are they listening to this?
Oh, definitely not at 6 a.m. when this goes live.
Depending.
But yes.
Okay, in the interest of keeping this episode still a mini episode, let's plow through, shall we?
We will.
Okay, we are doing KK gifts / gifts for the general type of person today.
Yes, these are the like price point specific and then like demographic specific gifts. Selections.
Yes. KK gifts under $25.
Yes, these are the what to buy when you don't know what to buy and it's not a box of favorites situation.
Ferrero Rocher's. Fucking love them.
What's the name of the chocolate place that we love to go to in Eastland? Sells the buttons. Haig's.
Cocoa Black?
Yeah, or Haig's. Both good.
Is there a Haig's in Eastland?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes way.
There's something about Haig's chocolate that makes my bowels liquefy, but...
It's so good.
Haig's frog, nothing better.
It's all the emulsifiers.
It is. It absolutely is. It's just sent me right off. Anyway, good place to start.
Great place to
start. So sorry.
Never leave.
Face masks. Buy a 4-pack and split them up along with other mini gifts.
This is Lisa's favorite. Well, you suggest it every year, and I love it.
You wrote that.
I know, but I love it. If you've got multiple teachers or multiple friends that you need to buy small gifts for, get them face masks. Get them my next gift suggestion, which is the Golden Tribe Little Flower Claw Clips. They look like butterfly clips, but for adults, and they're checkered. And I found them on Herman's store.
Good God, they're cute.
They're really cute, and they're $15.95. Pop that with a little go-to face mask.
Literally clip it on the side.
Yeah, and you could even throw in a chocolate frog from Haig's. Bob's your bloody uncle. What a great under $25 gift.
The Haig's is going to be the most expensive thing there by the time you've split down the cost.
It's true.
Now, I only advocate splitting when it's clear that it hasn't been split. Like, if you're going to give them something and it has, like, no packaging and it's a bit awkward because you split it, I do not condone.
That's the fucking worst.
You've got to make sure that it's an item that can either stand alone or is something small that can almost be like added to the packaging or just like a little trinket alongside.
Yep. Yep. I know what you mean.
Glad we understand.
We do. Next up, it's shout out for how many times I've recommended Innerstates in this gift guide. I swear to God. But their bath soaks are very cute. They've got like a bath milk. They've also got bath salts. I like all of them. They're in nice little like old timey looking brown jars.
Apothecary vibes.
Thank you. That's the word that I was looking for. Yes. Next up, a very cute ceramic mug. Not an ugly mug. Not Target mugs. We want something from Ecology or Sard. Also have some cute mugs.
Yeah. I think the thing is when you're gifting a single mug that it must be a standalone piece because sometimes people like matching mugs and if you just get something that's like a bit plain but not matchy, then it's sad. But if you get something that's a little bit kooky, I think it's fine to have that as a single mug.
Yes.
I suggest the Billy Justice Thompson fridge magnets. Hilarious, cute little things like a killer python and a twisty pencil and twisties and like classic food and pop culture references on these fun illustrations that go on your fridge because magnets are hideous, so why not make them fun and kitsch?
Yep, I like it. Plants.
Plants. Go to Bunnings, pick a plant, take it home. Done.
Yes.
You love wait it. Till we get to the gifts under 50, go to Bunnings, pick up a plant and get a pot.
Yes.
Now you got yourself a $50
gift. Now we're talking.
Woohoo!
While we're in the gifts under 50 section, go to body party gift set. It's a little bit over.
It's 56, but it still counts.
Yeah. Buy it at Mecca and don't pay for shipping. Next up.
Oh, it's my rogue KK. It's appropriate for the dad who has a boat, likes fishing, likes the ocean. Papillon Point.
It's not Papillon?
Oh, I think is it like the dog? Papillon?
Yeah.
Or it could... Oh, no, I thought it was papillion. Like pavilion.
It could be.
But there's no I, so it is papillon, whatever. It's spelled like papillon. Papillon point, but papillon point for those who like to fish, okay? Okay, they have really cute caps. They're called fish lids, and they have a range of like different fish on caps, and they're kind of like cool caps.
Oh, I've seen these. I do like them. They're like worn looking, like weathered looking caps already, yes, as well.
In a range of colors with a range of fish on them. I think it's hilarious, and it's the kind of thing that you can kind of buy like a multiple of them, and they have like a couple of little fish hats.
Yeah. Caps are very in at the moment. You can definitely find like a Camilla and Mark hat or like a friggin' In My Moods or a Jerf Avenue.
Zulu and Zephyr.
Yes.
Really cute bucket hats at the moment too.
Yes. Yeah. All of the above.
Probably slightly over 50, but whatever, we're on the hat theme.
Yes. Silk slip scrunchies.
The mixed six pack, I believe, is $50 on the nose, and they are so great. And they're a good KK gift for a chuck in girls KK where it's not for a specific person.
Also, split them up, throw them with your go-to face mask.
Yes, but do you know what? You'd have to like use it to wrap it. Like that would have to be around something. Like if you give them a mug and then you put something in it, that's around it.
Yeah, to make it worthwhile. You can't
throw it in and have it look like, oh my God, did she leave this from her hair? Yuck, it needs to be made to look deliberate.
100%, yes.
Oh, the Laneige All Nighter Lip Sleeping Mask Trio set comes in under $50. Has three... I think slightly smaller than the normal lip balm, but you never finish them anyway. And that comes with three different scents and it looks really cute. It's probably my favorite pick of one of the Sephora gift sets.
Any cookbook ever.
Any cookbook ever. Even if you're at Kmart, two cookbooks. Or a cookbook and a nice high-end ingredient.
Or a cookbook and a schmira.
Hell yeah. Hey-o. Zilla schmira. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling giveaway. Oh, and as we can shout out from our giveaway, the Julia Basitil Nishimura cookbook, any of them, actually, literally any of them, and the Carla Lali Music That Sounds So Good cookbook is a great option too.
We love them.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. If you know why we're ringing the bell, you just know.
A gratitude journal, like the 5-minute journal.
Yep.
Buy it with a nice pen, probably. Yeah.
They come anywhere between. You could get that on sale in the 25 section, but you could also get it and pair it with something else in the under 50.
What you could also get is the We Are Not... Strangers, We're Not Really Strangers cards. They're like prompt cards for mindfulness. You can use them alone and use them for journaling so that you like pull a prompt card every day and do a little scribble. You can buy the expansion packs, which have fewer cards in them, and I think they're only $16.95, like around that under $20 mark. Could also go in the under $25 gift section, or you could add it to a slightly more affordable journal and pen situation and give someone the whole gift of mindfulness.
That's quite a lovely thought.
I also said a face halo set.
Yeah, cool.
Because they're around $30, you can probably afford to get something else with that as well.
Yeah, I like that. And as we say every year, the Real Techniques sets.
Yeah.
There's the one with like the sponge and a bunch of eye and face. I think it's called like the Everyday set or something like that. Comes in anywhere from $26 on ASOS currently to $49.99 at Iconic and like $40 on Adore Beauty.
Oh. Also get a Boy Smells wick trimmer.
Or you could get the ones from Burn, B-U-R-N-N.
Yes, you can get the Burn wick trimmer and their fancy zappy lighter.
Oh, yes.
Which always seems to sell out, but is still in stock and is $14.99. So the wick trimmer and Burn lighter combo wombo come in at $50 for both. What a lush gift.
Gifting extraordinaire. Also, all of the like electronic lighters that you can get from Amazon or whatever are so ugly. And so you don't want to display it out with your beautiful candles, but that is actually quite luxe looking. So that is a win.
That's a really nice gift. I want to buy it for someone, but I don't have anyone to buy it for.
Because Christmas is cancelled this year for you.
Yes.
Okay, teacher gifts for your teacher, for your swimming teacher, for their music teacher, for drama teacher, for their psychologist, for their speech pathologist. You name it, we've got it. Not their dentists. You don't buy them gifts, do you?
Generally not. I mean, if you're going at Christmas time, you might, but you're definitely not going to get them favourites or anything chocolate related that might cause cavities.
Or toffee. Uh-oh. A filling waiting to be ripped out.
Maybe they want that.
True.
To gift to their patients. Anyway.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
What's a husky cup you have recommended?
So someone suggested a portable cup. What are they called? Travel cups?
Mm.
Husky cups are cute. They're something that you can keep on your desk, or you can like pop a lid on it if you need to move between classrooms, mm-hmm. kind of situation, rather than it being like an actual travel mug. But you could also go Frank Green if you want some insulated coffee,
mm-hmm.
or that's all I can think of. What's keep cup?
Yeah, I truly can't recommend Frank Green enough for the days when I hop in my car after my car's been parked in the mm-hmm. sun at a freelance job, and I get in, I haven't had any water that day, and I pick it up and it's still ice cold. Ooh, oh my yeah. God, it's incredible.
I also wanted to do a quick PSA from all of the teachers who we asked to tell us what they would like for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all said they don't want mugs that say shitty things on them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want things that say best teacher. The preference is to get all of the kids' parents to put in for a single gift for the teachers. They're actually getting something nice.
But then what if you fuck it up and they just get one gift that's like...
Well, the other suggestion is massage vouchers mm-hmm. for all of the RSI report writing wrists and shoulders.
Yep.
And if you're getting like an Endota voucher, then I'm sure they're going to get another. Start mm-hmm. pulling them together.
Mm-hmm.
Get something really nice. Everyone's saying lanyards. Lanyards, 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 lanyards. They all want nice lanyards.
No way.
We got a suggestion from Bridie on a lanyard brand, if you're that way inclined. It was called rubyolive.com.
Oh, fun.
Jazzy lanyards. Jazzy like if lanyards. Nice Digs was a lanyards brand.
Legit.
Yep.
Actually, now that you say that, Brenton has a lanyard and it is from a dog company. It's from Byron & Co. So you can get a matching lanyard and like you can get matching scrunchies and dog bandanas if they're like really into it. How cute would that be if they're that way inclined?
That would be very, very, very cute.
Yeah.
Nice candles, they've suggested, are usually the favorite gift a few yes, people has said.
But it was always capitals, like nice candles.
Yes, nice. And nice hand creams. Don't get the crappy hand creams. They don't want them anymore.
Mm-mm.
People are saying no chocolate, nothing chocolate related. I think that's going to be quite individual based mm-hmm. on the teacher.
But I love chocolate and I still used to get bamboozled by like, because I don't want gift chocolate. Like I don't want Lindor balls. I don't want the shells. No one wants the shells.
The Godiva shells.
No. So I think, you know, if it's like we've mentioned, Lux chocolate, maybe, but again, if you're getting 25 of those, it's just a bit much.
Two messages from Jess Grigg. Wine, wine, wine. Next message. Give me all the wine, please.
I remember my mum used to give teachers wine, and I always felt really stressed, like, taking it to school.
Oh, of course.
Like, I would be in, like, year seven, like, oh, mums, I've got to give you this. And it's like, I'm so stressed. So maybe, like... Maybe good for primary school when, like, the parents still go in and drop it. Because yeah. I just used to find that, like, I don't know, social suicide for some reason.
But obviously, you should have, if I was you and my mum was saying, take this to school for the teachers, I would have been stowing it away in a bush for me to go and pick up on the weekend.
My God.
Mecca vouchers, people are saying.
Oh, classic.
Gift cards is a huge one. Just, I know, we hate them.
I won't ever. You can't make me. I said a Diptyque 70-gram candle. If you're ready to drop $54 on a teacher, think of the Beauty Alert points, because every single teacher said that they like nice candles, specified nice.
Yes. Nice.
Also, I think some homemade gifts in this category are still lovely, particularly if it says a bit about the kid or the family. For example, my favorite gifts that Brenton gets from his work colleagues at this time of year is always like the Filipino ladies who make the traditional desserts or, you know, I actually don't want these, but like the German people who make the like very spicy dry things that are covered in the white thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Everyone will know. Everyone will know the very like so dry in your mouth, so spiced, and it's got a white coating. would be lovely if you liked them. Makes my mouth feel like cotton wool. But I feel like a traditional, like, family recipe is, like, a really cute gift.
Yeah, nice. We also said Country Road or Adair's tea towels.
Good never to have.
Limited edition Mecca sunscreens or ultraviolet sunscreen, also a good one as well.
The Mecca one just comes in a beautiful box. And obviously anyone would like that, but I think it's good for a teacher because even if they already have a sunscreen that they love, that could be their leave at work to reapply before yard duty or PE or whatever.
I like that. Orchard Street tea blend is a nice one.
Yep.
And that's all I've got for teachers.
I think T2, nice tea, is still a good gift. I bought some the other day and forgot how expensive it is.
I know, it's like $17 a box or something.
Like, truly ridiculous. Makes me not want to drink the tea.
Oh, I'm a very bougie tea drinker.
Yeah.
Pukka also do nice ones that are more affordable if you wanted to pair it with something. You can buy them at the supermarket or at Jeffrey's. I don't know if you can buy them at regular supermarkets.
And Whole Foods. You can buy it from Whole Foods. Gifts for teens / kids.
Spikeball. I said it on Monday. I'm saying it again.
Yep. Nintendo Switch, the new Pokemon game.
It's called Brilliant Diamond Pokemon.
And both of our partners have bought it.
I know, because they're both teens / kids.
Yeah, tweens. My tween fiance. FaceTalk watch. Robux gift cards.
What's Robux? You mean Roblox or different?
No, but I think Robux are the currency in Roblox.
Okay, great. While we're talking about Roblox, that's all my nephew wants. It's all he talks about. He wants the encyclopedia for Christmas, but he wants the encyclopedia that comes with the figurine.
Okay.
Very difficult to find. If you have a child that's looking for one, you know Sanity, the place that sells CDs?
Yes.
Sold. Don't know if they still exist. Yeah, apparently they do.
Yeah.
Website looks like it was made by a five-year-old. Not sure I trust it. Could have been absolutely rotted, but they have it in stock if you want to buy this encyclopedia. It took me ages to find.
I think I genuinely need to buy that for Max, so that's great.
Perfect.
So my sister's a teacher and she just asked her kids, like, what do you guys want? They were doing a literacy task and she's like, and what would you like for Christmas? Okay.
Thank you, teacher.
Cotton on clothes. Apparently cotton on is what's cool with the, like, young kids and tweens.
Oh, really?
I guess that's probably the new Supreme.
Great.
Maybe, lucky perhaps. Them. Footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, rugby balls, soccer balls, hockey balls.
All the balls.
Frisbees. All the balls. But genuinely, Brenton still wants like a new basketball all the time. Do they ever grow out of that?
No. No, they don't. You said BBL cricket light up set?
Yeah. So Big Bash League. Not Brazilian butt lift.
Not to be confused.
The stumps of the wickets, they light up when they fall.
Yeah. Nice. Diaries?
Yeah. Like, dear diary.
Oh, okay.
Diaries. Notepads, stationery. Smiggle is an obvious one, but when my sister asked her kids, they were like, yeah, sometimes Smiggle, but it almost sounded like Smiggle was like...
It's a bit uncool now.
It's a bit uncool. Like, maybe only for really young kids, or is it just like overdone?
I don't know, but probably typo would be like the cooler option.
I also suggested for things that are a bit niche and not from Smiggle, Muji has a great selection of like gel pens and stuff like that. Minimaru, which is a really cute little Japanese shop. There's one in Clayton. I'm sure they're all around, but generally near like good Asian hubs. Mm. They have like dog and cat and sushi stickers and like fun fridge magnets and the kind of stuff that you might find at, what's that store downstairs at Doncaster that's like Daiso, but it's not. It's next to Innisfree.
Oh.
You know the cute little Japanese shops.
They've always got those squishy soft pillow things in the window that have got the tiny polystyrene balls inside that feel like goopy, but they're solids.
I had one of them when I was like 8 and they're still the best, honestly. I always buy my nieces bathers every year, either for their birthday or for Christmas. Both of them have summer birthdays. It's become a tradition. It's easy. Her parents like when I get the long sleeve ones because it's like a rashi or bathers in one, or you can buy bathers and a rashi.
Mm.
Seed always have cute ones. Country Road have great bathers.
Mm-hmm.
I found the Iconic generally also have a good selection of kids bathers.
Yep. Pool toys. If they've got a pool or a beach house, there's Sunny Life, which do like all of the fun, pretty inflatable things. There's also like, I don't know if you want to spend a little bit more, but the inflatable outdoor pools, if you don't have a pool.
Oh my God, Pool Boy. Get so many ads for Pool Boy and I want it. And I'm like, no, it's going to kill my lawn, but I desperately want one.
Yeah. Goggles, snorkels, flippers, the works.
Honestly, a pair of flippers, nothing feels like also, you're a dolphin.
Goggles are the type of thing that, I don't know if your household was like this, but you hang your towel up on the fence when you're down in the pool. You hang your goggles up next to them. They dry out in the sun. They snap the next time you put them on your head. You need goggles every year.
You need goggles every week. What is with that? How have they not made goggle material? And also, if they didn't dry up completely and snap, they would dry up to the point that, like, they were melted together, yeah, the top and bottom part of them, so it would sort of stab you in the head. Yes.
Yes.
And then Mum would be like, well, you've just got to open your eyes under the water now. And I'm like, Mum.
It burns. They don't have salt water. It burns.
Then we switched to a salt water pool and now I don't need no gogs. Also, I find kids that are little, I'm thinking like under 3, under 4, where they don't have their niche where you know they like basketball or Lego or Pokemon or whatever, and you're like, I don't know anything about you, but like I need to buy you a gift. I think that's when Grow 2 comes in, because you're kind of buying a gift for the parent.
Yeah.
But you're also buying them a gift for the kid.
It's like a household gift, really, yeah, but it's for the kid.
And it's super giftable. Like, it looks really exciting for the kids, but it's not an eyesore.
But the ones that have got, like, they can put the stickers on the box. Yes. Max loved that.
Adored it.
I also had one more suggestion along the Roblox line, but isn't Roblox. I also got my nephew a Lego Super Mario Piranha Plant puzzling game. I don't know. It's literally Super Mario Lego.
That's fun.
He really wanted it. It's literally 50% off on like Amazon Prime sales at the moment.
So. Also, hot tip, if you are ever really late in buying Amazon, a young kid a gift, Amazon has Lego for like, you can order it that night and it comes the next morning. It's like the next day delivery, but you can order it till midnight. It's exquisite.
Incredible scenes by Amazon. No one else is shipping faster.
No.
Also, if you missed it from Monday's gift guide, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
It's all the girls want. That's the end.
That's the end
of the gifts by category section.
We hope that was useful in some way. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Go and enter our competition to participate in our 12 days of giveaways if you haven't already. And if you have participated and you're looking for other things to do to support the podcast, please head over to our Apple podcast page. Follow us on Spotify or Apple and please leave us a 5-star review with a lovely comment. If you leave it a little bit sassy, we promise to include it on our Instagram account and you can be like, haha, I wrote that sassy thing about Alex and now it's on their Instagram page, lol.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.